I did have a real addiction for a time to pornography that was rewiring my brain, and I just felt pretty helpless in that addiction, you know, for a period of years.
Hey guys, thanks for joining the Recovery Valve podcast. My name is Eric, and I'll be your host. This September, I will celebrate 14 years in recovery. Also this September, I will be releasing my very first book, Marriage After Addiction, Taking Our Life Back Together. I did this with the team at XO Marriage. Now, on the team at XO Marriage are some great friends of mine, Dave and Ashley Willis. Dave and Ashley have written books. They have a podcast called The Naked Marriage. Now, listen, on The Naked Marriage podcast, they talk about anything and everything when it comes to marriage. On this podcast, the Recovery Valve podcast, we're going to talk about anything and everything, too. But we'll talk about how recovery strengthens marriage and how people and their families have walked through recovery together. So buckle up. Listen to this first episode, hear from Dave and Ashley, hear their story, their ministry, but also in the coming weeks, you'll hear from different people that I hope you connect with. So join us on the Recovery Valve podcast. I am just so thankful you guys are here. I mean, you know, I've looked up to you guys as a couple for years. You were some of my first friends at Stevens Creek Church. You've made huge impacts in my life, Dave, especially like one of my first guy Christian friends that made sure I had connection here at the church, made sure that I got baptized when I asked questions of what my next steps were. I actually gave you my two-year chip when I was celebrating that second year in sobriety. So, I mean, I look up. I'm a foot taller than you, but I look up to you.
You're a foot taller.
And I love you so much.
Well, I love you, man. And you say I was like one of your first Christian friends, but now you are the best connector of anybody I know. I think you have 100 times more friends than me. Because now, like, you're introducing me to people. I'm like, how do you know everybody?
You know, it's the Augusta Mafia mix with trying to become mayor. Yeah, all the things. You know,
yeah, just, but it's not just in Augusta. Like, I could be in New Delhi, I feel like. And they'd be like, America, you know Eric Kennedy? And I'd be like, yeah, man, how do you know him? Everybody knows him.
You are just one of the greatest guys that I know. You're just somebody I can trust, that's loyal. And so thank you for being here. And Miss Ashley, I mean, you've changed the dynamic of what you guys do with marriage that just took you guys to the next level. I mean, I remember Dave speaking, and I would follow Dave and go to these different conferences. And then when you came along, it was just
she's the dynamite. Yeah.
Fuse was lit, you know? So this just makes me comfortable having you guys as my first guest because I do know you. And I am sorry that, you know, you're up and you could be doing so many other things right now. But thank you again for just being here. But tell me a little bit about your story. You know, you don't have to go back as far as like when you met, but just tell me the dynamic of your relationship, how long you guys have been together. And then, you know, how did you know that your calling was in marriage ministry?
Yeah, sure. We've been married coming up on 23 years. So we got married young, met in college, and got married while she was still in college. I had to seal the deal quick because I knew that once she realized how much better she could do, she would probably move on. So I'm like, let's do this. Now, I just knew, like, I want to spend my life with her. I don't want to wait around. So we got married. I was 22. She had just turned 20. We've had a great adventure, a lot of highs and lows, ups and downs. We've been in ministry for pretty much all of that time, and marriage ministry specifically for the last probably 10 years of it. And that, we didn't set out thinking we would do marriage ministry, but it's just the doors God kept opening, the tug on our heart that we kept feeling, it kind of kept coming back to marriage. And so we're honored and thrilled to be doing it, to be able to do it together. We feel like when you can help people in their marriage, it helps the most significant relationship in their life, apart from their relationship with God, and it helps families, it helps generationally. When marriages are strong, man, everything else benefits as a result. But when marriages are struggling, everything else hurts as a result. And so we love what we get to do as part of the team at XO Marriage. We love the partners we get to do it with, like you, Eric. You know, being on the team now is just such a joy for us. And we love marriage ministry. My love, what would you say?
Oh, my goodness. Gosh, I mean, I I agree with everything you said. It's been really fun. Like, we didn't necessarily set out to do marriage ministry, right, but it was really birthed out of this church right now where we're recording. I mean, it was birthed out of Stevens Creek Church and people coming up to Dave and what he found as just a teaching pastor and just providing pastoral care. He said, most of the time when people come to me, it's for relationship issues and specifically marital issues. Mm. And he said, I just wish this is when it was like the Wild West on Facebook, where it was just like wide open for people to do all kinds of things on Facebook. And he said, you know, that's such an opportunity. Social media is a free resource where people are going and looking and to connect, but also for answers. And he's like, somebody should really do more on biblical marriage. And that's when he started the Facebook marriage page. And it just started off slowly and then grew. And really all of our marriage stuff has grown from that very organically. It wasn't, I mean, there was a strategy, but not a strategy in the sense of like, one day we're going to be writing lots of books on this and speaking on this and things. So
got to add bigger plans.
Yeah.
So how many followers do you guys have on your marriage page?
It's in the millions. I don't know how many today.
That's crazy.
It was 1.2 million on the marriage page. And then
we have our own professional.
Yeah. Then we've got like individual pages have like smaller than that followings, but still significant. And then XO Marriage, the ministry we're part of, you know, they have a large following themselves. And so we kind of put all that together and just leverage it to reach as many people, as we can, help as many people as we can. Really, it's not for us. It's not about building a brand or building name recognition. It's just like, well, it's leveraging whatever influence God gives us to help as many people as we can.
Yeah.
And
well, I mean, when Dave first started the marriage page, there was no, literally it was called Marriage and our face was not on it. We never showed our faces until it was stolen. It was stolen the day that we did our very first marriage conference here at Stevens Creek.
Are you serious?
Called the IVAL conference. Yes. We went out to our car.
IVAL.
And I could not log in to post about the conference. And I was like, did you change the password? And he's like, no. And we found out somebody in a faraway place had stolen it and was basically trying to get money from us to get it back. And through a slew of circumstances, Dave connected with people through Facebook and they were able to get our page back. And then they said, you have to put your names on this to protect it. And, but our heart was to keep it anonymous. I mean, we were just like, let's just keep it anonymous. And so it was kind of interesting how that happened. But
you guys mentioned XO. And how long have you guys been with the XO family now?
Like 7 or 8 years.
Yeah. It's seven years ago, we spoke at the first XO conference for the first time. Mm-hmm. And then pretty quickly, we joined the team after that. And we've been speaking at all the conferences. And we started the Naked Marriage podcast with XO. And we've been part of that team for about 7 years. And it's been a great ride. I think it's the best marriage ministry on the planet. You know, we're not trying to compete with other marriage ministries. We're all on the same team.
Oh, yeah.
It's just an amazing team. You know, Pastor Jimmy Evans, who founded it, you know, his son Brent Evans, who runs the operation now, the whole team. It's just extraordinary people that love Jesus. And it's so much fun getting to do it. It's like, I can't even believe it counts as work.
Right.
We get to do something we enjoy so much.
So books, how many books have you guys put out since you wrote your first?
We've written quite a few. In addition to,
I think it's like 17 if you count all the versions and all of our books between the two of us.
That's awesome.
So most of those have been written together.
And Ashley, she's really gifted in just having insights that I would never have. She's finishing up a biblical counseling master's degree program. So, you know, she approaches things just, she's got the mind and heart of a counselor, but also just the life experience that she brings is, we wouldn't be in marriage ministry if it was just me. Like,
that's not true.
We really wouldn't. Like, you know, she's...
Well, Dave is so good. I get really long-winded. See, we balance each other because I get real long-winded and I want to just describe everything to death. And Dave is so good.
Let's tell
a joke, first of all. It's like, break some of this heaviness here. But he also is really good at taking something complicated and putting it into one sentence. And that's something not everybody's gifted at doing, because it's really hard. And so one thing that really grew the marriage page, which eventually led to us joining XO, is these quotes. I mean, Dave has stuff at Hobby Lobby that we will never see a dime from, but it's okay. But it's on people's walls because it's Dave Willis's quote, you know. And I love that. And we smile, you know, and we get people send us pictures of this all the time. But I'm like, sweetie, you're so gifted at that, you know. And I mean, he's just so wise and, you know, just taking something that is complicated and making it, you know, something that somebody can remember. Because, you know, when it's one sentence, we can remember that.
Mm-hmm. I've had people post things and they live in different states and they'll have a quote and it says, dash Dave Willis, and I'll just send him a message.
It's so weird. Hey, just it's FYI, weird.
I know him.
You
know?
He's my friend. Yeah.
So
he's shorter than he looks on screen.
Hey guys, thank you so much for joining us today on the Recovery Valve podcast. I want to take a minute and thank one of our sponsors, Rhett Walker. Rhett is just one of the greatest friends that I've got. He's local here in Augusta, and he's also Grammy nominated. His song out now is Man on the Middle Cross. And if you hadn't heard it yet, you can download it on iTunes. Rhett, thank you so much for your sponsorship of Recovery Valve. All right, so we kind of talked about, you know, your past and kind of getting to where you are and your work with XO and books. You've probably talked to a lot of couples in that line of work. And so in that, have you dealt with a lot of couples that have battled addiction in their marriage, pre-marriage, in their marriage, after marriage? And then kind of tell us, you know, what those conversations look like.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, to a certain extent, we've walked through that. Mm-hmm. I didn't have a substance addiction. I mean, I've certainly like overindulged in, you know, pretty much everything one time or another, whether it's, you know, food or, you know, I've had, you know, go back to my college days, there were certainly times I had too much to drink and all that. But I think that while I didn't have an addiction in any of those areas, I did have a real addiction for a time to pornography that was rewiring my brain in a way that followed the classic route of what an addiction can do. And I just felt pretty helpless in that addiction for a period of years. And so like that's something we had to deal with early in our marriage when it came to light that I had this secret sinful addiction that I was battling alone and in an unhealthy way. And so we had to work through that. We had to go through the messy process of rebuilding trust. And I experienced a couple of relapses in that process. So, I mean, it was a messy process. And Ashley was so full of strength and wisdom and grace as we walked through that. And I think that whole experience, now being many years on the other side of it, it's helped give us kind of a compassion and a perspective when people write us with their addiction stories. Many of people do write us with porn specifically, but we hear from so many people about alcohol addiction, drug addiction, kind of the classic addictions that you would think of. And so, we have so much compassion because we've done a lot of research to understand, you know, the neuroscience of why addictions are so hard to break and what's happening is your mind is rewired to, you know, to go back to the dopamine hit when you engage in that specific activity. And a lot of times there's, you know, trauma that leads to that habit in the first place when then that habit becomes an addiction. And there's just so many factors. And when a spouse writes us and they're like, I'm caught up in addiction or my spouse is, you can just almost hear like this helplessness and desperation in their tone. And so we just try to first encourage them, you know, offer them the truth of like, listen, you're not in this alone. There's so many resources out there. God is with you in this. He's never going to leave you or forsake you. We're praying for you and cheering you on. And we want to help connect you to tools that are going to help pull you out of this, whether that's counseling resources or, you know, rehab facilities or whatever it might be, depending on their situation. And so I'm so thankful for this podcast, Eric. I'm so thankful for your voice in this space and for how you've lived this. You know, now is it 12 years sober for you?
13 this September 27th will be 14.
Awesome. Good for you, man.
That's so
time flies, man.
I'm excited, yeah.
And just seeing,
so awesome.
Seeing the journey you've been on over those 14 years and just how you have used your voice, your platform, your leadership to, you know, help individually. You've helped so many people one-on-one in this church and community. You've helped so many people in a broader space, you know, through, you know, all the things you're doing and now through your book and podcast. I'm just cheering you on. And for everybody listening, good for you for listening to this. Mm-hmm. If you're listening right now, whether you have an addiction or someone in your life does, and you're listening to this to try to help be better equipped to help them, good for you.
Yeah.
I mean, I just think it's wonderful that we're having these conversations.
Yeah, I really appreciate that, Dave. Mm-hmm. When you're working a process in your mind and you're dealing with a couple that comes to you, hey, I'm dealing with sexual addiction, I'm dealing with alcohol addiction, drug addiction. Is there a process?
I mean, it's a little different for everybody, but I would say some of the main steps that most people need to take, and if not everyone, is first, I mean, first you have to admit it's a problem. Like it's not working. Like what is currently going on is not working. And also, I think it's important for the addict to realize, you know, when they go to that addiction, when they engage in that behavior, you know, it's not only hurting them, but it's hurting their marriage and family because they're making themselves not a safe place anymore. And we need to be safe places for each other. And I think whenever I've worked with couples, especially like in the counseling space, I've had a lot of this recently. Mm. And I think of one couple in particular, you know, I hear the wife say, he's this amazing man. Like, the, you know, I want to say all these wonderful things about my husband. He's awesome. He does this, 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 this. He's just a rock, you know, most of the time. But when he drinks, I'm scared of him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know what to do, how to respond. I feel like I need to lock him out of the house. I feel like I, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, it's a different person. And I think, you know, once they first admit, like, clearly that's not working. If you feel like I'm not safe, then it's not working. It's not working for me. It's not working for you. I think that that's a powerful step, is to realize, okay, I can't keep doing what I'm doing. You know, you have to, I know the term, like getting to the end of yourself and realizing like, I can't do what I'm doing and I can't do it alone. Like I need help, and I need help from God. I need help from my spouse, and I need help from outside resources. And I think so that next step, after you admit that the status quo is not working, I think you got to bring it out into the light, mm-hmm, and get accountability. And that could look like going to AA. It could be going to CR. It could be going to actual, like a rehab facility. It could be engaging in a small group that focuses on people in recovery. I think it looks like a lot of different things, and counseling. And, you know, at Exo Marriage, we have, as you well know, Eric, we have mediation, which is different than divorce mediation. This is mediation that we believe in, you know, a marriage recovering and a marriage, you know, restoring. And so we kind of, through that lens, don't think that if you're actively in an addiction, that that is a next step until you're, you know, involved in recovery. And so if the person is still struggling with the addiction actively, then they need to wait until they're in a place where there maybe is more sobriety for a time. But once they've achieved some time, and it's going to look different for every couple, they've had that some time of sobriety, they're going to have the clarity of mind enough to go to a mediator at exomarriagehelp.com, and they can get the help that they need. But I do think with all those, that multi-pronged approach to help, I think that it might sound overwhelming to someone watching and listening to this, but it's going to take more than one thing.
If couples out there want to connect with Dave and Ashley, what's the best way for couples to connect with you guys?
Yeah, it's a great question. We love connecting with couples, you know, mm-hmm, and we still, even now, like we're the ones that are personally responding to the emails that we get. We tried to personally respond to every Instagram DM that we get. And so if you want to write us any of those places, that'd be a good first start. So on Instagram, we're at Dave and Ashley Willis. If you go to daveandashleywillis.com, there's a contact form, mm-hmm, you can fill out that will email us. And yeah, I mean, even if it's not to connect, you just have a tip for us, a suggestion like, hey, if you thought about doing a podcast episode on this or that, we love hearing your feedback. You know, it helps us be more, as effective as possible in ministering to couples. So yeah, we would love to hear from you. And then of course at our live events, the Exo Marriage Conferences, we do meet and greets. We love to meet people, and we hear a lot of stories face to face, which is a real gift for us as well.
We really do. And even when it comes to addiction, we have people who, you know, went to the Exo Marriage Conference, and, you know, they may not necessarily have had a talk specifically on addiction and marriage, but there's something in that talk where it talks about maybe secrets, like, yeah, you know, because this may shock some people, but there are some people that can have an active addiction that they completely keep from their spouse. Like that happens. We really hear, yes, like we hear of people that they're just, you know, and it could be, I mean, it could be substance, but also behavioral. They just didn't know. And it's because they just got really good at hiding it. And so, you know, they might feel convicted at the, you know, from the Holy Spirit, like at a conference saying like, you need to tell your spouse about this. And then it becomes the thing that then they get the help they need. And so, I'm always amazed by that. And then we have the, I wish we could record, which we don't, because they're often very private, but I wish people could hear the stories of hope, because so many people, they'll say, you know, I came here reluctantly. I felt like there was just no hope for my marriage or for my life. Like my life's just, you know, like this is it, and I'm never going to get better. And they walk away knowing they have hope. And so it's just, it's really amazing.
That is fantastic. Is there, you know, I know you're really digging into the educational side of this with going through and getting your counselor's degree. Mm-hmm. I feel like sexual addiction is really on the rise.
I can definitely say there's a rise in sexual addiction with things like OnlyFans. Like,
yeah.
And this is even among Christian people, surprisingly, but it's, I mean, I you know, we get messages pretty frequently.
Well, and in the nature of what we do, I think those are the messages that we hear probably the most, because it's the most, at least in people's minds, connected to marriage, even though any form of addiction is going to impact your marriage.
Yeah.
But yeah, and if you're not familiar with OnlyFans, don't Google it.
Do not Google it. Or anything like it.
Right. There are a lot of sites that are popping up where you can have direct one-on-one access to individuals who are willing to, you know, through the screen,
live,
you know, do sexual things, you know,
right.
And, you know,
or
perform for you, or and so it's kind of like interactive porn, really.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of just that next iteration of pornography's evolution, and it's increasing the addiction, because mm-hmm. now you know you're feeling this, like, this personal connection to real people, and it's breaking down that wall of like, this isn't even fantasy, you know, this almost feels like I'm you know, in a relationship with this person. And it's really dangerous, both for the performers, mm-hmm. if you can call them that,
yes.
and also, of course, for the clients that are fueling it. And so, as you can imagine, it's devastating to marriages when this gets involved. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had to counsel a friend fairly recently who I hadn't heard from in years, who reached out because he had been caught just engaging in this and spending a lot of money.
They spend tons of money, like thousands and thousands.
I feel like, we all have to really, in this world we live in, you know, I'm for technology. Technology is a gift. It's the reason why we're able to have this podcast. It's the reason why our ministry is able to reach so many people. But it can also be such a danger because of what that technology can access that can lead to addiction. It mm-hmm. can lead to, you know, to, especially in the sexual areas. I think that's where the technology aspect can be the most dangerous, because there's just so much out there right now.
There is so much. And even with OnlyFans, it's often a gateway to sexual addiction. It may not, maybe they didn't think they were, you know, a sex addict, but all of a sudden OnlyFans, it becomes this, you know, very alluring. And then you see them trying to meet up with these people. And if they can't meet with that person, then they want to meet with a prostitute. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it becomes this full blown thing. I mean, and this is the other side of it, and I want to mention it, is, you know, a lot of times some of these performers, I wouldn't want to say all, but I know of actual cases where they end up recording this and then blackmailing these people who are trying to subscribe to them and saying, I'm going to tell your wife if you don't pay me more money. And they just keep upping it and upping it. I mean, yes. So it's just, it can devastate you financially and also the intimacy, obviously, because the lies that are ensuing. So it's there's a lot out there. And that's why I know, you know, ever since Dave, you know, had been dealing with the porn addiction all those years ago, we've had filtering software mm-hmm. on all of our devices. And we currently use Custodio with a Q. It's a great one for our devices, our kids' devices, but it doesn't only filter out sexual things. It can filter out alcohol. It can filter out.
Really?
Yes. And weaponry. Like,
yeah, there's certain,
like, I mean,
triggering things.
Any triggering thing.
For you, like, you can set the search history to really just say, all right, I'm gonna suppress any of those ads, any of those things that pop up. And so
that's really cool.
Yeah. It is really cool. And there's Bark and there's Covenant Eyes. There's a lot out there, but just to mention that.
That's really cool. I wish I'd have had that for my 6-year-old when he was looking up naked grills.
Oh yeah.
Because he couldn't spell girl.
Oh gosh.
I don't know if
naked grills. Oh.
So you guys, we mentioned XO a little bit and all the couples that come through. How many XO conferences does XO Marriage have in a year? You guys just finished up your spring?
We did, the spring one, yeah.
Okay.
About 10 to 12 each year.
Yeah, probably 10 to 12.
And then we'll do some additional ones.
We'll do some on our own that are usually booked through XO, where Ashley and I will just go to a church and do a weekend. But the big XO conferences, probably about 10. So come see us this fall. If you go to xomarriage.com/conferences, I know we're going to be in Texas, in Atlanta, in Kentucky.
Yeah. This is, well, you have to look at exomarriage.com, go to the conference
tab. Yeah. So we're not even sure where we're
it's
going.
It's always changing too. So I'm like, where are we going?
I don't know. Because I saw Kentucky got added just like 2 weeks ago,
It's our home state. We're so excited.
Yeah, we're
actually
super excited about
that. My hometown where I was born. So I'm really excited.
Oh, really?
This is just a little fun fact. It's in the church that, I mean, I actually grew up going somewhat to this church, and then it wasn't my home church per se, but I went to some of their youth group activities, but it's right next to the church we got married in. Aww. So I know it's like a little.
Yeah.
Y'all are, like, are they going to give you the key to the city or something? Yeah. When you get there?
Oh, no.
So now it's like great. With technology, they just give you a fob to the city. Yeah, it's not even a key. They're like, this little fob will open the whole city.
Yes. And
now we're excited to go back.
We're excited.
So it'll be a hometown homecoming,
yes.
And we're hoping to reconnect with a lot of old friends and new ones, and just anybody in that part of the country.
Yes, because we've not done one there.
Yeah, the closest one to there is Atlanta, which is a 6-hour drive from Lexington. So
yeah,
if you're anywhere in the Kentucky region, put that on the calendar. It's the first time we've ever in all these years done an event, an EXO event in Kentucky, and just being our home state. Our families being there, it's exciting to be able to go do that.
It is. Or if you want to just see a really pretty state, it's very beautiful.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Beautiful.
Go tour the horse farm. Keeneland's going to be going. Keeneland's basically like a small derby. And you can go and watch. Well, you can see Kentucky people doing what they do. I mean, it's kind of a Kentucky experience. A lot of, yeah.
I'm ready. Yeah. I'm excited for you guys. So when I came to Dave, I pitched this idea of a book to talk about filling the gap with addiction in marriages.
Yeah.
You guys played a huge role in setting up a meeting with Jimmy and Brent Evans at EXO Marriage that helped really launch this book, workbook for husbands and wives that deal with addiction. And I just want to say thank you for that. You had a chance to read through the manuscript, and we kept it really simple, and we have these 13 chapters on just being practical in your marriage and just kind of laying out how to start over, whether you're about to get married, whether you are married, or maybe you're at the close to the end or the edge of your marriage because of addiction. So the name of the book is Marriage After Addiction, Getting Our Life Back Together. If you can remember some of the manuscript, what were some things that jumped out to you that said, okay, you're onto something here? Or what made you think that we were onto something when I brought the idea to you?
Well, I knew as soon as you brought the idea that we were onto something, just because we talk to so many people. Mm-hmm. We get so many messages of folks who are like, help, what do I do? You know, we're in recovery, or my spouse is in recovery, or I am, and we're trying to figure out how to pick up the pieces in our marriage and move forward, or we're still dealing on and off again with this addiction, and it's having this negative impact in our marriage. What do we do? And I didn't know of any, even though we were a marriage ministry, addiction-focused resources that were also marriage-focused. It was kind of one or the other. It's like, here's a marriage resource, and here's an addiction resource. But when you pitched the idea of saying, like, let's marry those two. Like, I mean, if we're going to help couples, help marriages, when addiction's one of the leading causes of divorce, like, let's come alongside these couples and really empower them and equip them. So the idea alone was gold. And the book you wrote, the workbook, the resource is so practical. I mean, it's not like sitting down and just information, but it's got inspiration, information, and then practical application. And to me, the most powerful part of it is how you weave, you know, your own story into it. It's a powerful testimony. And then you're able to share that in a way that helps the reader find practical application, even if their story looks different than yours, even if their addiction looks different than yours, to see those practical principles that have brought you to just an amazing before and after.
That's crazy.
It is. I mean, it's amazing. You're just an inspiration. And so God has the story. He wants to write a story like that through every person. And I think that your resource is going to help him get there. And so I'm just so proud of you as your friend. I'm so excited to see this, this resource get in the hands of people. And I'm thrilled, you know, you gave us too much credit for it happened. I mean, this was a God-given vision that God gave to you. And we just got a front row seat to watch it come together. We just made a few introductions, and I think everybody had that same sense that, like, yeah, this is needed. This is the right time, the right author, the right message, and something that we as a ministry need to equip the people who are asking us for these kinds of things. And I'm excited.
Yeah, it is crazy how far it's coming. So As we close, I just want to tell you guys that I love you, and I really do thank you so much for getting here and hanging out.
I'd have done this even if the cameras, if the mics were turned off. We could have just sit here and talked. It's just good hanging out with you.
But yeah, as we launched this Recovery Vow podcast, it was just my biggest goal was to have you guys as the very, very first guests, and this is why, because I know that you're changing lives and marriages, and I just want to come alongside you and do the same. So thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eric. Love we love here. And appreciate you. And I just want to challenge your listeners, or thank them first for just, you know, for the journey they're on, but challenge them, share this, guys. There are so many people that need the message of what this podcast, not only this episode, but this whole ministry, this whole resource is going to do. And there are people in your life who are struggling in silence that you don't even know who needs it in your life, maybe. But if you will share it and say, and I know that there are people on my Instagram, on my Facebook feed, you know, in my friend group that need this, and just help get the word out because it could really change somebody's life.
That's awesome. Thanks, Dave. Thanks, Ashley.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us today on the Recovery Vow podcast. I'd love to connect with you. If you would like to connect with us, you can reach us on our Instagram page at Recovery Vow. And on that page, we have a link that you can pre-order your book for Recovery After Marriage, Getting Our Life Back Together. You can also check us out on our website at recoveryvow.com, or you can email me direct at recoveryvow@gmail.com. Thank you so much for joining us today. I look forward to getting with you again soon.
Recovery Vow podcast is brought to you by Newsom Electric, S&S Supplies, Goldmech, Carpet Cleaning Pros of Augusta, Norville Fixture and Equipment, Rhett Walker, Burrow Elijah Attorney at Law, Sally Kohler Photography, Bagwell Insurance, Atlas Health and Wellness, Augusta Lawn and Turf. Hey sponsors, thank you guys so much. This podcast would not be possible without you.